in the shower is all fun and games until you get shampoo in your mouth. Then it's a soap opera.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
All my life, I've loved music. When I was a teen, I hoped to be a disc jockey, but hadn't the voice for radio. I began to study the stars, though, and recorded a radio program for my girlfriend, Ramona. We still have those tapes. I was fascinated by the lives and views of the stars. Often sad, they could be funny, too. Angus Young of AC/DC said, "I'm sick of people saying we've made 11 albums that sound exactly the same. In fact, we've made 12 albums that sound exactly the same." In a concert hall, the Beatle John Lennon said, "Could the people in the cheaper seats clap your hands, and the rest of you just rattle your jewelry?" Famous 50s rock and roller Buddy Holly once said, "Death is very often referred to as a good career move." Sadly for Buddy, those words proved true. On a frigid February night in 1959, his tour bus broke down again. Buddy Holly convinced his manager to charter a plane to the next show in North Dakota. Famous stars The Big Bopper and Ritchie Valens agreed. But Dion DiMucci had second thoughts. The plane ticket was $36, the exact amount his parents spent on a month of rent. The following day, Dion stood in a hotel lobby, watching the news, fighting for breath. The plane had crashed, leaving no survivors. Dion was raised in the Bronx, where his father was distant and his parents fought constantly. Prospects were dim, until an uncle handed Dion a second-hand guitar. Dion was 12, and he fell in love. Music became his life. Soon, a record company took notice, and Dion landed a recording contract. With hit songs like The Wanderer, Runaround Sue, and Ruby Baby, his career took flight. Movies, concerts, TV shows, and worldwide tours followed. At 20, Dion was a millionaire. He even graced the cover of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, idolizing money, fame, and applause. "I had 12 gold records on the wall," he remembers, "but I was empty. Something was missing." The plane crash compelled Dion to search for something that would last. He tried heroin and alcohol, but he only spiraled into loneliness, addiction, and despair. Not knowing the words of the prophet Jonah, "Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs." Then one day in 1967, he saw his father-in-law praying. "Pray for me," he said. "Pray for yourself," his father-in-law said with a laugh. "God loves to hear from strangers." So Dion got down on his knees and asked God to free him of his addictions. That night, a miracle happened. Dion says, "I was delivered from the obsession to drink and drug. It lifted off me like a weight." Later, while jogging, he prayed desperately that God would draw him closer. And suddenly, he saw a vision of a man with arms outstretched. "I love you," he said. "I laid down my life for you. I'm here for you now." Dion finally understood that God stepped into history for a reason. "God fills you," he later said, "your heart, mind, spirit. I thank God for what he did for me." Dion penned a song that sums it up well. "I was raised on New York rock and roll. I took control. I was cool. Made the rounds, made the record hops. I hit the top, played the fool. From above, I heard a friend. Truly now you must be born again. I put away my idols. I stripped away all the titles. Money wrinkles and things do decay. I put away my idols." We don't know what God is doing in the hearts and minds of those around us, those we love. Dion's father-in-law was simply praying. God will use us today as we walk in faithfulness with him.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.